It's time to meet the expert coming to us from Lucasfilm. She's the digital communications manager for StarWars.com. Please welcome Andy Gutierrez. Andy, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So I understand that on the first day of your job at Lucasfilms, you got a pretty interesting homework assignment.
Yeah, well, I mean, you have to know everything. So they basically just handed me the scripts and they go, okay, go read them.
All the scripts?
All of them. Yeah, and then they're like, all right, cool, when you go home, go rewatch all the movies and all of Clone Wars. I'm like, all right, cool. The cool thing is that it's my job, so I can watch Star Wars at work, and people are just like, oh, good job, stay on target. Keep it up. I'm like, all right.
And you're working on what, the blog?
Yeah, for the past 3 years, I've been doing the social media for Star Wars, so if you talk to Star Wars on Facebook or Twitter, that was me kind of working with StarWars.com. I host a web series called Rebels Recon. That is a weekly series that recaps Star Wars Rebels animated series, which is really awesome and everybody should be watching it. Yes. And, you know, we've got some exciting things coming up this year, so I'll be involved with that too.
Excellent. And so if you're the face of social media for Lucasfilms, you probably get tons of very cool fan interactions. Are there any that have stood out?
Our community is really, really passionate.
Yeah.
Generally, that's a really awesome thing. And it's been super cool to get to see all of these different kinds of people. I mean, from all walks of life come together just because they like, you know, old dudes in robes with light-up swords. Like, it's so cool.
Is there a particular character that you relate to the most?
I have a post-it on my my monitor at work that says, "What would Leia do?" Mm-hmm. So, you know, snark and ass-kicking, that's kind of...
Okay, before we get to your game, I just quickly want to ask you this. I have a small problem with Star Wars Episode 7. So there's BB-8, right?
Yeah.
Ball rolls around. And in a scene, we see BB-8 roll down a flight of stairs.
Uh-huh.
But then we never see him go back up the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
Can you explain that?
So you know when the Falcon kind of flips around and he shoots out little cables that he can like grab onto and stabilize himself with? He can use those to get himself upstairs.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. You know what?
Or he can use the Force, I don't know.
He uses the Force? That is not how the Force works. All right, so we have written a game about Star Wars and social media for you, but we didn't want it to be too easy, so we actually have found an amazing opponent for you. This is Rob Wieland. Rob, you have done so many things, but specific to this conversation, you created a Star Wars role-playing game.
I worked on one of the earlier versions of the Star Wars role-playing game. There have been quite a few throughout the years.
I'm going to say you created the one and only.
All right. So you say.
Okay.
It's really cool to hold a book in your hand and see that logo and your name underneath it. Like, it's amazing.
Were your parents proud?
I think my mom said something to the effect of, well, it's finally worth all those toys I had to buy.
All right, so this game is about one of our favorite parts of Star Wars fan culture, the parody Twitter accounts. Right, this is where fans make Twitter accounts of their favorite characters and then tweet as if they were them. So I am going to read you a tweet from an actual Star Wars parody account that we found online, and you just have to identify the Star Wars character who tweeted it. And the winner is going to receive an Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube. Here's your first one. Hanging out with my dad was awkward, and all he talked about was ruling the galaxy as father and son. I think he only had kids to help his career. Andy.
Luke
Sorry.
Skywalker.
Do you know his handle?
Is this Very Lonely Luke?
It is, yes! That is just a bonus, but I knew you would know it. And
I like that one.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
This is for you. Rob, roses are red, violets are blue, they blew up my planet. Still not as whiny as Luke.
Oh, is it General Leia?
Yes,
At
yes,
General
exactly,
Leia?
Exactly. Doesn't rhyme, but I like it, you know? I like
all the Iranian intent. Poetry is kind of weird. I mean, it's
it's all blank verse and stuff. Alderaan joke.
That's good.
The
really
only
good.
Room an Alderaan joke will land
great.
In.
That's great. What's the word for when your father is frozen in carbonite, but emotionally for your whole childhood? Andy?
That would be another one of my favorite parody accounts, Emo Kylo Ren.
Yeah. All right, this one is for you, Rob. Text me before Monday, you will not, at Kanye West.
That would be Yoda.
Yes, that would be Yoda. Andy rolls up to you beeping affectionately, thumbs up because it's Friday.
Oh, that's BB-8.
Oh, little BB-8.
So sweet, that guy.
Yeah, always fun, right? Always fun. Can't get upstairs, but always fun. All right, this is your last clue. Rob breathes heavily.
That would be Darth Vader.
Yes, it is. Let's go to our puzzle guru, Archung. Wait a second, how did our contestants do here?
Of course they got them all right, so we have a tie, and we'll have a tiebreaker. Will you be my Valentine, Leia Organa? Rob.
That would be Han Solo.
That is correct, that was Dad Han Solo.
Oh. Thank you so much, Andy Gutierrez, everybody, for joining us. And congratulations, Rob.